Sin clases. Este verano, regálales una experiencia inolvidable en inglés con sus amigos. Regálales un summer camp. Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupobaugan.com.
Oh yeah, welcome back. Welcome back, amigos. We're here for the third part of today's show with no name on Vaughn Radio. Also, we are live on Vaughn's Instagram. It's Grupo_Vaughn. Si no aprendes nada hoy, el underscore, clave. Guión bajo. That's right, amigos. Join us. Oh, yeah. That's right. We're back for this. I can't believe it. The third part of today's Show with No Name program. And well, we need to listen to our Say What soundbite for the third time. Guys, remember, you're going to hear it this time and then one more time. So you're running out of chances here. Write down what you hear. Here we go.
Well, yes, you do. But you spend months and months and months training with, you know, crazy martial arts instructors, and you're on crazy diets, and it's the hardest experience. It really is, because you're eating a lot of boring stuff.
All right, there we go, ladies and gentlemen, the person with the French accent, or not. Maybe I'm trying to mislead you a little bit. I don't know. Well, guys, either way, we're going to hear it one more time on today's program. You'll get one more chance to write it down. As I said, I think today it's fairly easy, at least compared to yesterday's. All right. Well, let's go back to our spelling bee so we can finish it up. We were looking at words that had to do with hearing, as today is World Hearing Day. So we looked at the word audible, which, as I said, is the Amazon platform where you can listen to one of my podcasts. The next word I love, and I think we looked at it the other day on the show, and the word is to eavesdrop. Let's say that word together because, well, it's a doozy. Es una que tiene truquillo, right? Eavesdrop, okay? And it's to listen secretly. Another way that we can say to eavesdrop is to listen in on. Now, you heard me correctly. There are two prepositions. Welcome to English. You know, listen. Are you listening in on my conversation? And that means to eavesdrop. So you got two different ways that you can say that. Eavesdrop, escuchar a escondidas o detrás de la puerta, right? If you're eavesdropping, you're kind of like spying. You know, you're listening to a conversation that maybe you shouldn't be listening to eavesdrop. Again, the phrasal verb, to listen in on. Write it down in your notebook because it's a tricky one because it has two prepositions. The next one we looked at was hearing aid. And as we said, this is something that helps you hear. That's why the word aid, that's right, es ayudar. A teacher's aid es un ayudante de profesor. A nurse's aid es un ayudante de enfermero, enfermera. So, aid. Good word to know. Okay. And a lot of times you've seen it probably in concerts. Remember that concert in the 80s? Live Aid. Eso era live porque era música en directo, and aid because it was supposedly to help, to raise money for farmers, right? Now, whether that money went to farmers or not, that's a whole different ball game. Como vimos en el capítulo de FYI, a whole different ball game is, eso es harina de otro costal. It's one of those common expressions that we get from the all-American game, baseball. So hearing aid. And the last one is eardrum. Now, this is an interesting word because the word drum is tambor o batería, but your eardrum is your tímpano. Okay. Now I'm seeing here that it says on word reference tambor. Does anybody call, because I mean, tambor a secas would be drum, but is this called in Spanish, that thing inside your ear, is that called your eardrum? Is that called your tambor? Because I've heard tímpano a million times, but I've never heard anybody call it tambor. So, eardrums, great word. I love it. I think it's just a funny. When I was a kid, I always imagined a drum in my ear, you know, just like boom, boom, boom. Those words that always make you think, they make you scratch your head a little bit. All right, well, guys, we've got to keep moving along. We've got so much to cover still on today's show. So it's time for Name That Movie. Name That Movie. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's Name That Movie, only on the show with no name. And now we're going to learn some English from the movies around us. But quickly, a couple comments over here before we move on. A couple comments here on Instagram. JM Hermosilla, I think you got today's Say What soundbite, if I'm not mistaken. So give it up for your classmate, JM Hermosilla. Great job, buddy. You got it on the third listen, which is remarkable. Now, don't worry, guys. You're going to get one more listen on the Say What soundbite, so you guys can join JM Hermosilla. Let's see. 41 says, yes, tambor is correct in Spanish. Oh, okay. I didn't know. I heard tambor like a drum, but I didn't know it in your ear. Marta Lima Limón says, I have never listening to... Mejor y muy bien, Marta, porque aprendemos de este error. I've never heard... Because listen to is like, you know, when you're listening to something, it's attentively. Nunca lo escuché, no? It would be more escuché en ese sentido in English. So, ¿te suena tal? I've never heard of him, right? So I've never heard anyone who calls it tambor. So that's interesting. Two Spanish people, two opposing views. I love it. Well, that's language, guys. It's not black or white. That's the thing. Like, is it tomato or tomato? Depends where you are, really. If you're in the United States and you say tomato, they're going to laugh at you. So I'm not going to eat the tea, obviously. Can you pass me a tomato? People will be like, what do you think this is? This is the United States, man. It's tomato. All right. So here we go, guys. Today's movie. Let me see. Okay, here we go. I was just looking at the trailer. But you know what? I'll give you the trailer first because I think it's going to be easy to get. All right. I think everybody will figure this one out because the trailer kind of gives it away. Lo sopla. Okay. Into the world of the Emperor Penguins, who find their soulmates through song. A penguin is born who cannot sing, but he can tap dance something fierce. All right. So that's the tagline. It tells you what happens in the movie. So into the world, entrando en el mundo de los pingüinos imperios, right? An emperor. Remember this. Emperador, perdona. So I always mix those up in Spanish. So empire is el imperio and emperador is the emperor. So an emperor runs an empire. Okay, cuidado, que son palabras un poco confusas. So, into the world of Emperor Penguins. Now, remember also in English, we don't say penguins, porque en español es pingüino, pero en inglés es penguin, es pen como boli, penguins, it's penguins, right? Who find their soulmates. We looked at this word last month. I think it was around the time of Valentine's Day. And we looked at the word soulmate, right? Alma de cántaro. No. Alma gemela. I love that. Esa me encanta, eh? Lo uso yo, digo, hola, alma de cántaro. It's a good one. My wife taught me that one. Esa me la enseñó mi mujer. So no, this is media naranja. Es ese tipo. They're soulmates through song. A través de la música, la canción. A penguin is born. Un pingüino nace. Who cannot sing. Que no puede cantar. But he can tap dance. We looked at this yesterday, by the way. That wasn't planned. To tap dance is hacer claqué. He can tap dance something fierce. And if you say something fierce después de algo, es que lo hace de maravilla. So, feroz. Usa la palabra feroz. Algo feroz. Significa que lo hace de maravilla. Que nadie lo hace mejor que él. Okay, so look at how much we learned just from that tagline of the movie. Now, let's see. Jaster, you didn't give me a full sentence there, and you're just missing it. It's a So let's see if somebody else gave us a full sentence. Come on, guys. I'm not asking too much here. I don't think I am, at least. You know, if I'm asking too much, let me know and I'll go easy on you. But I don't think I'm asking too much, to be honest. Donnie says, I guess the movie is Happy Feet. And I guess we're going to give it to Donnie because he gave us a full sentence. I see a couple people who didn't. Okay, Fethil, you got it. What we'll do is focus on the people who gave us a full sentence. It's Happy Feet, Fethil says. Debbie says the movie is called Happy Feet. Excellent, excellent job. Thank you to all of you who used full sentences. I know it was hard. You guys are going to be okay? Are you going to be okay, guys, because you put a period over there? Okay, cool. I don't want you to hurt yourselves. No quiero que alguien se haga daño aquí, you know, just here in our English class. Think of how ridiculous it sounds. Okay, the movie is Happy Feet. It's a movie that came out in 2006. In 2006. You can say it came out or was released. Pero ¿cuál usamos mucho más? Was released. Eso te, does that roll off your tongue? No, it doesn't exactly roll off your tongue. Que no se dice con facilidad. So we usually say it the other way around. We say it came out. Sale mejor, right? Si te cuesta a ti, a lo mejor nos cuesta a nosotros también decirlo, okay? And Nestor says, amigo, that is a good thing you do. He says, amigo, eso es una cosa muy buena que haces. And Ramon says, she's going to be so much better off without you. Okay, to be better off es estar mejor sin alguien. Me suena a una canción, it was dance music. Do you think you're better off alone? ¿Crees que estás mejor solo? So to be better off, right? We don't say you're better now. We say you're better off without that job. You're better off without that stress. Estás mucho mejor sin eso. Use this structure if you haven't, because we do use it oftentimes. So she's going to be so much better off without you. She's going to find a good, steady guy to comfort her. Now, the word steady, I'm sure many of you guys have heard the word steady. If you work on television, there's something, or in movies, there's something called a steady cam. Es una cámara que lo llevas y se mantiene firme. Steady. It's constante, firme, estable, steady. So think about that. If a person is steady, estable, right? S-T-E-A-D-Y, steady. So she's going to find a good, steady guy to comfort her, right? And to comfort somebody is consolar, I believe you say in Spanish. And then Ramon says, and love her up real good. Now, ¿sabías que love up? To love somebody up is darle mucho cariño? Yeah. I know you know the word love, but did you know it was a phrasal verb? It's also an adjective. Oh, you guys are all loved up. To be loved up is to be enamorados. So I know you knew it was a noun, right? Love. Everybody knows love. Love is in the air. But did you know it's a verb? Absolutely, right? And all, I mean, I know you knew it's a verb like I love pizza, I love New York, blah, blah, blah. But to love somebody up, es darle muchísimo cariño, ¿no? Darle muchísimo. So, and love her up real good, muy bien, and raise a big family. Now, we looked at the word born and bred the other day, ¿no? Nacido y criado. But we also say born and raised, right? It's another way to say this. So, born and raised. So, to raise a family is to bring up a family. Okay. Great, great phrasal verb there for you as well. So, have you guys seen this movie, Happy Feet? I like it. I thought it was funny. Interesting thing. If you've seen it in English, some really good talent in the movie, some voice talent. Brittany Murphy, actress Brittany Murphy, Hugh Jackman, who, if you haven't seen Les Miserables, then you're missing out. He's such a tremendous performer. Robin Williams and Nicole Kidman. And what makes these four people not just great actors, but they performed all their songs in the movie. So all their own singing. Prince was involved in this movie, as many of you guys know. Initialmente, he refused to allow his song Kiss for the film. Okay? You know the song Kiss. And this was at my wedding when it was time for us to kiss, our first kiss. this song played. But Prince wasn't having it. Él no lo quería. He was like, you know, I'm not gonna let you guys use my song in a film about penguins and, you know, some animated feature. No thanks. Until he saw footage of the film. Okay, footage is video. No footage, footage. He saw footage of the film and he changed his mind. But not only did he change his mind, but he also, so he gave them carte blanche. He said, use the song. Go ahead. Use as much as you want of the song. But then he also wrote an additional song. That's how much he liked the movie for the film that they used in the closing credits. Okay. Los créditos al final. The song is called The Song of the Heart. La canción del corazón. It's the first, it's the original song, the last, I said first, it's the opposite. The last original song that Prince ever created for a movie. So a part of Prince's history is in this. You wouldn't think of that, but it's true. It's true. And the song won him his only Golden Globe Award. So before he passed away, he won his only, he's won Grammys out the wazoo. Out the wazoo is a tope, right? It's a very native way of saying, por a tutti plen. Right. He's won Grammys out the wazoo, but he got his only Golden Globe Award, which is for movies, after doing this. And it's great. It's a great movie. I love these kind of movies, especially now that I have a little daughter and she's growing up. And I like movies that have a musical element to them as well. One of our favorite ones is Sing. Do you know that one? Sing. It's great because there's a gorilla who does Elton John's song, I'm still standing taller than I ever been, looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid, I'm still standing. And you know what my daughter does? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I swear to God. So that's another reason my daughter's learning not just English, but she's learning music. And it's crazy because when I hear my daughter, like, okay, she might make up the words. A lo mejor se inventa las palabras. But the rhythm, the tone, it's spot on. Sabe dónde coger la pausa? Sabe, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, wow. So the power of music, and you guys know it because here on the show with no name, we always look at music. In fact, we have a section where we look at music on the show specifically, but it's not time for that section. It's time for homophones.
Homophones, homophones on the show with no name. It's homophones time because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Homophones on the show with no name. Cause homophones time, cause homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. 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 Show with no name.
Show with no name.
Show with no name. Show with no name.
That's right. That's right, amigos. It's time for the homophones section here on the show. And as always, I'm going to give you two words in Spanish, and I want you to tell me what the two words are using a full sentence, what the two words are in English, and if they sound exactly the same or not. Okay, so the first word is nudo. Okay, nudo, something you tie. If you have a rope, you can tie a nudo. The expression as well, to tie the nudo, means casarse. So that is your first word. The second word is another way to say a small mosquito. Okay? It says here, mosquito, which we say the word mosquito, but I'm looking for another word. It also says jejen. Is that a word? Or guys, remember how I said you're teaching me? Well, this is where I'm just scratching my head, like jejen. I'll give you a clue. The second word starts with a G. Hmm. Now the question is it a silent G? Una G muda? Let's see. Let's see what you guys have to say. So the first word is, it's got a silent letter in it. In fact, the first word has a silent letter in it. So the second word, the question is, does the second word have a silent letter in it too? So the first word, nudo, The second word is jejen, which I've never heard, or mosquito. Okay. I think of these little ones that like collect, you know, when there's fruit or something, we call them fruit flies. It's one way to say it, but there's another way to call these small mosquitoes, which are kind of the worst ones. Let's see. J.M. Hermosilla says the two words, and he says, I think they are homopagons. I don't know what homopagons are, but I got you. I got you. You didn't check your answer before you hit send. Okay, well, those are the words, though. J.M. Hermosilla, those are definitely the words. And J.M. Hermosilla says that the words sound the same, that they are, in fact, homophones. So do you guys agree with him? Let's see. Let's see what Debbie says. Debbie says the first word is and the second word is And she says they don't sound alike. We've got a little disagreement happening here. Let's see. Chris Balrol gives us the two words, and she says they are not homophones. Okay. Anix says and she says they aren't homophones. Dani says the words are and I would say they don't sound alike. All right, well, as always, let's say the words. The first word is not. Not. Okay, that K, pretend it's not there. Finge que no esté ahí, esa palabra. Not. Un nudo, right? Again, the expression to tie the knot is casarse. Okay? So, not. The second word is nat. Not nat. Are they homophones? No, they're not. Now, I did that on purpose because the word not, if you take off the K, you got the word not. I'm not going to explain that again. Well, that is a homophone. Okay, so the word not and the word not, I'm not going to tie the knot, no me voy a casar, those two, that's fine. But not the word nat. Although it has a silent letter. It has a silent G. As we noticed in the word not, there's a silent K. Well, this word has a silent G. But it's pronounced. let me work on my pronunciation. It's pronounced nat. Nat. Okay, so there were a lot of gnats when I tied the knot. It's not true. It's not true. So we looked at a set of words that are homophones, and we looked at a set of words that aren't homophones. All right, guys, good job. Excellent job to all of you who got it right. Now, we got to keep moving along because we got to go to a commercial break momentarily, but I think I can leave you guys with a challenge to think about during our commercial break. So it's time for Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
Double. Double trouble. I said double. Double trouble. Double. Double trouble. I said double. Double trouble.
That's right, amigos. It's double trouble. And I can't believe that we've already gone through three sections on today's show, and we only have one more part of the show left. Many, many sections in that, and those sections are double trouble, which we'll solve in the final part of the show. We also have the year joking section, famous birthdays. We'll solve the say what at the end, and then one of my favorite sections, of course, the musical section, name that lyric. All that to come in the fourth and final part of today's show. But first, let's look at our double trouble. Okay, now, guys, don't answer yet, because as I said, we have to go to a commercial break in just a minute, and I don't want any of your answers to get lost. Remember, the way this works is I give you a translation, and you guys have to translate this, but you have to use the same word twice. And I'm going to warn you, today I decided to get really tricky on you. In fact, I wasn't going to do it because I'm like, oh no, this is cruel. But then I thought I wanted to teach you this, so I had to do it. So remember this. I'm cruel. don't be cruel. I'm being cruel, but it's because I really wanted to teach you this. I was going to rule it out, descartarlo, but then I decided, no, it stays in the show. So, there's your disclaimer. Ahí tienes tu, tu aviso, okay? So, me echaron una bronca porque tenía un oído lleno de cera. Okay? So, me echaron una bronca, right? Porque tenía un oído lleno de cera. That is today's Double Trouble. We will take a look at that when we come back. Right now, we're going to our final commercial break, my amigos. I can't believe it myself. Time flies when you're having fun. We'll be back with the final part of today's show in just a few moments. So, stick around.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Yo en mi caso me lancé a hacer el máster porque en mi trabajo necesitaba hacer presentaciones en inglés, necesitaba hablar mucho en inglés, incluso por teléfono. Entonces fue la razón principal por la que me lancé a hacerlo, para tener una fluidez alta en el idioma y además hacerlo con seguridad.
Tengo grandes problemas a la hora de hablar. Me puedo comunicar perfectamente, pero no hablo de una manera correcta. Y también cosas muy importantes, como el poder hablar en público sin tener que tener ese miedo o ese vacío a la hora de decir qué hago ahora o qué digo. Con el máster he solucionado ese tipo de problemas, la verdad.
Yo lo que más destacaría del máster serían los profesores. Ellos son unos grandes profesionales, te motivan muchísimo con el inglés. Por supuesto, los materiales exclusivos que tenemos en el programa.
No estás como en una clase típica, cogiendo apuntes, escribiendo. Lo trabajas hablando, y eso es muy complicado, porque coger una frase y de repente tener que hacerla en interrogativa, en negativa, cuando no lo tienes delante, ayuda a que tu agilidad verbal y tu capacidad también con el idioma sea cada vez mayor, porque es un reto.
Una de las partes que más me gustó del programa fueron las presentaciones a las que me tenía que enfrentar prácticamente cada semana. Otra de las cosas que más me gustó del máster fueron los dos Vaughan Town a los que asistí, porque esas experiencias eran siempre inolvidables y es una manera de darle un empujón importante al inglés.
Ya lo has oído, apúntate al máster de inglés profesional, ahora por videoconferencia. La misma calidad e intensidad, pero sin perder tiempo en desplazamientos. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
Ay, sería genial tener un campamento para mis hijos totalmente en inglés. Y que encima fuesen campamentos temáticos para que se lo pasaran genial. Caballeros y princesas, Harry Potter, máquinas del tiempo, talent show. Pues si encima no tuviesen que salir de Madrid, ¡buah, eso sería fantástico! Y si además no tuvieran que dormir fuera de casa y pudieran volver el mismo día, ¿tendrán algo así los de Vaughan?
Lo tenemos. Se llama Urban Camps. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 y te lo contaremos todo. 91-133-5832.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Lo que más miedo da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado las clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Vaughan para tu empresa. Llama al 91-133-5831 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo, horario de mañana o tarde, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades, ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Hey amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to this, the fourth and final part of today's Show with No Name 2.0. Guys, remember, the fun never ends. You can join us on social media. Join Vaughn, join me, join my colleagues, and learn with us all throughout the day. Also, a quick reminder, too, if you haven't done it yet, go over to Amazon Audible and download This Show is the Milk. Get your free trial. Prueba gratis. And don't forget about my self-produced podcast that you can get once a week, every Friday. You can get FYI for your English. And every week we look at a different topic. This week, coming up this Friday, are you ready for this Friday? We're going to look at pizza. Oh, yeah, guys. I've been dying to do this episode. Some episodes I've been dying to do, but I like to switch it up. Me gusta un poco cambiarlo. So if one week we look at Route 66, you know, driving and that kind of vocabulary, well, the following week we'll look at something totally different. And I'm dying to do the aviation episode too. So this was on my list, my wish list of shows to do. So it's a personal favorite of mine. Why? Because I'm nuts about pizza. I love pizza. I dream about pizza. And well, this Friday, you'll see how deep my passion for pizza goes. It goes back to my grandmother's roots. It goes back to my first job. So if you haven't subscribed, wherever you guys subscribe to podcasts, wherever you listen to the Vaughn podcasts, you can listen to FYI for your English. And I ask the same thing of you. If you enjoy that podcast and you enjoy the Vaughn Radio podcasts, give us a rating. It really helps. Ayuda muchísimo. If you guys give us a little rating and say, I enjoy the program, 5 stars, one of my favorite parts is it, whatever kind of feedback. The good news is I read it all. So that's right, amigos. I think I do at least. Sometimes I go to iVox and I'm like, oh, wait, there's a lot of comments that I haven't seen. Because I have to be honest, my phone, I get 0 notifications. So my phone never tells me when somebody calls or when somebody, at least I won't hear it. And why? Well, partly because of my job. I'm usually sitting in front of a microphone and I don't need interference from my phone. My watch interrupts me enough, as many of you know. My personal assistant over here. All right, well, guys, we've got so much to go still on the show, so let's listen to our Say What soundbite for the fourth and final time. Let's see if anybody else can join JM Hermosilla.
Well, yes, you do, but you spend months and months and months training with, you know, crazy martial arts instructors, and you're on crazy diets, and it's the hardest experience. It really is, because you're eating a lot of boring stuff.
All right, there we go, my amigos. There we go. That was the fourth and final listen. We will solve that in a little bit, but right now we've got to solve our double trouble section. And I warned you, I told you it was going to be tough, but I wanted to give it to you because I really wanted, it's something I don't think I've ever taught on this program before. And that's maybe why I was like, oh, quiero enseñarles esta palabra. So, excuse the hardness. Perdona la dificultad. Okay. All right. So let's see. JM Hermosilla, he's like, I don't care. It's difficult. I call it challenging. And he said, challenge accepted. And he said, they had a go at me because I had earwaxed. Well, you know what? JM Hermosilla, that's freaking brilliant. It's not the one I had in mind, but that's brilliant. They had to have a go at someone. Now, esto es muy británico, pero sí que lo entendemos, okay? Are you having a go at me? Me estás echando, right? To have a go at someone. Excellent. I love it. We looked at a great expression. And because I had earwax. So I wouldn't put waxed. It's earwax, sin ed. And it would be correct. So excellent job. J.M. Hermosilla. It's not the one that I've got written down here, but it is awesome. Excellent effort. Let's give him a nice round of applause for that. Speaking of, too, there's Jayster, who got today's Say What soundbite. Great job, Jayster. Fantastic job, guys. All right. So let's take a look at it then. Anybody else? Let's see. Oh my God. Ladies and gentlemen, we got somebody who not only guessed it, but she's got it written down word for word the way I've got it written down. And I think she deserves a round of applause because there's something that can be very confusing in here, and we're going to look at it right now. So give it up for your classmate, Debbie. Wow. Impressive. You got it. You got it. Okay, so let's take a look at it. Me echaron una bronca porque tenía un oído lleno de cera. Okay, so because I had an ear. Vamos con la segunda parte. Because, porque, I had, en pasado estuve, ¿no? Tenía, an ear full of wax. So an ear is an oído. Full is F-U-L-L. Un oído lleno de cera. An ear, espacio, F-U-L-L. An ear full of wax. Good. So the first part, me echaron una bronca. I got an earful. Now, esto es interesante y por esto te aplaudo, Debbie. It's also because earful es un adjetivo. To get an ear, perdona, earful es una palabra sola. Entonces, ¿qué pasa? No es ear, espacio, full, dos L's. Es earful, E-A-R-F-U-L. And Debbie, you got both of them right. So, to get an earful, una palabra, una L. Okay, oh man, she gave me an earful. I got an earful. Woohoo! Un oído lleno, piénsalo, right? But again, it's one word, to get an earful. Que te echen una bronca. Because I had an ear full, dos palabras, of wax. So bronca, sermón, is another way. Think about it. If somebody's giving you an earful, te están llenando el oído, ¿no? Un oído lleno. So excellent, excellent job. Wow. That was probably one of the hardest double troubles we've ever done. And wow, that was very impressive. Both, you know, all of you who participated, I should say. J.M. Hermosilla for going out on a limb, por intentar arriesgar, and doing it right. Okay, the little mistake that was in there, that's all. And Debbie for reading my mind. Wow. Impressive. Impressive. So to get an earful, to give someone an earful, es echar una bronca. Okay, now it's time to move on, and we'll give Debbie a reward. Well, we'll give you all a reward. Oh, yeah, here, that reward again. Vaya premio que nos das. It's time for You're Joking. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch! Ouch! You get it? Ouch! He walked into the bar. You're joking. That's right, amigos. You're joking. You're joking. Estás de coña, as we say. And while we're on the subject, I was just thinking of it during the jingle there. While we're on the subject of hearing, I wanted to take a look at the verb to hear, because a lot of students mispronounce it. I know you know it when you see it written, but a lot of my students say er or erd or heard, right? So it's quite simple. Y apúntalo como lo oyes, ¿eh? Hear, heard, heard. O sea, imagínate el heard este sin la A. Okay? Que es, a herd is like una manada. A herd of sheep, por ejemplo. Right? Que es un homófono. I heard a herd of sheep. Just be careful because, as I said, you have no idea how many times I've heard people say something that's not heard. Okay? Heard, heard, or air en vez de hear. So it's hear, que suena igual que aquí. Can you hear, hear? ¿Puedes oír aquí? Yeah, I heard a herd of buffalo. ¿ok? Si te acuerdas de eso, nunca te vas a olvidar de la pronunciación de estos verbos irregulares. All right, so it's time for our joke. As always, let's see if you guys can catch these absolutely fantastic, hysterical jokes. Remember, in English, hysterical means very funny, pero también histérico como ¡ah! It can be both. Context is everything. But the pronunciation is not hysterical. It's, let's say this one together. Hysterical. You're hysterical, man. You're hysterical. Okay, so how does a penguin, remember we looked at this word before. Penguin, right? I don't remember. Oh, yeah, with happy feet, of course. Remember, it's not pinguin, it's penguin, penguin. Es como uno que es parecido también, que siempre me equivoco. Yo decía antes crocodrilo. Crocodrilo. Why? Because it's crocodile. So, en mi cabeza, haciendo la traducción, digo, pues, crocodrilo. Ahí lo está, ahí lo tienes. Hasta que lo vi escrito, digo, es cocodrilo. Oh, not crocodile. Aha! So, how does a penguin make pancakes? And pancakes son tortitas. It's a very logical word in English, ¿no? Tartas de sartén. Makes sense. I love pancakes. In my house, we put pancakes on a pedestal. You can ask my wife. Oh, man, love pancakes. And I'm just going to warn you guys, if you're those people who put chocolate and whipped cream on pancakes, you just haven't discovered maple syrup yet. Ask my friend Kyle Miller if putting chocolate sauce and chocolate syrup or chocolate sauce and whipped cream on pancakes is sacrilegious. Okay? It is. It's sacrilegious. Syrup, maple syrup, that's all you need. Trust me. Trust me. You'll never go back to chocolate again. So how does a penguin make pancakes? Well, quite simply, with his flippers. With his flippers. No? No? Nobody got it? Okay. Well, at least the crickets are here today. Holy cow. Okay, that was a really bad joke. I admit it. I admit it. But again, if you don't like my jokes, you can tell your own jokes. Let's see. The good thing is Cecil got it. Thank you, Cecil. Thanks for not leaving me hanging. Por no dejarme tirado aquí. Flippers. Annix, wait a second. Annix gets it and she says, I like it. I got to tell you something, Annix, at least in the joking section, you are my harshest critic, I think. Annix is like, I can imagine Annix sitting there with her arms crossed like, this better be funny, buddy. I'm just joking with you. But sometimes I'm like, uh-oh, if Annix thinks it's funny, then it's funny. Because you're a tough crowd, como decimos. Un público difícil. So with his flippers. Okay, so a flipper, a flipper is something that a whale or a dolphin has. Okay, a whale es una ballena, and a dolphin es, ya hemos visto, un delfín. Penguins as well. Es aleta. Okay, the word flipper, una aleta, okay, flipper. So, but how is that funny? Where's the joke? Well, what do we do with pancakes or tortilla or anything where you need to cook both sides? You got to flip it, right? You got to flip. You can't, you know, your pancake is going to burn on one side and be raw on the other side. So you got to flip it. Burgers, right? A lot of times we talk about in the United States, oh, my first job was flipping burgers. Obviously, I worked at a fast food restaurant. But what I'm telling you is, yo daba la vuelta a hamburguesas como trabajo, right? So flip, F-L-I-P, dale la vuelta a algo. We even have the expression to flip the script, right? Dale la vuelta a la situación, a la tortilla, to flip the script. And what do we use to flip pancakes? Well, we don't use a flipper. But I guess that would work, right? I can imagine a penguin using his flipper to flip the thing, right? But we use a spatula. I think you say a spatula. We pronounce it the T-U like a C-H. So we use a spatula to flip our pancakes. And I don't know about you guys. Anybody here hungry? Anybody? I'm starving now. We talked about pizza before and pancakes. My two favorite peas. mis dos pez favoritos. All right, well, guys, it's time to move on. It's time for Famous Birthday Trivia. Right, amigos, it's Famous Birthdays only on the show with no name. And as I noticed, a lot more people are figuring out today's Say What soundbite, and we're going to take a look at that momentarily. First, we're going to do our famous birthday trivia. So I'll give you some clues, and I want you to tell me who our famous birthday boys and girls are. Are you ready? The first person was born in 1945. Okay, what does he do? ¿A qué se dedica? Well, the guy is an Australian film director, also a producer, a screenwriter, and a physician, a doctor. That's interesting. Okay, so where would I have heard of? Remember we said oír de antes, para usar heard también. Where would I have heard of this guy? ¿Dónde hubiese oído yo de esta persona? And, well, if you're familiar with the Mad Max movies, you know this franchise, la franquicia Mad Max, Fury Road. Well, there are many, many great movies in this franchise, Mad Max. It's, in fact, Fury Road, you know, Mad Max, Fury Road, that won 6 Academy Awards. So talk about an influential film. What else? Lorenzo's Oil, which is a medical drama. I guess that explains the physician over there. Also The Witches of Eastwick. Another movie. This one stars, if I'm not mistaken, Jack Nicholson is in this movie. The Witches of Eastwick. Also the Academy Award winning animated film Happy Feet. Happy Feet? You mean today's name that movie? Yeah, that one. I didn't say this person's name, but definitely an acclaimed director, producer, and, well, show business entrepreneur, no? Emprendedor. Number two, this person was born in 1997. She is a Cuban-American singer-songwriter. Remember, you say Cuba, we say Cuba. So Cubana would be Cuban, right? A Cuban-American singer and songwriter. She rose to prominence as a member of the girl group Fifth Harmony, Quinta Armonía, which I wasn't too familiar with, but they were formed on the American X Factor, this program. And this was in 2012. But then she signed a record deal, and they, as always in these boy groups or girl groups, they're always trying to get, to see which one's going to make it. ¿Cuál de ellos? Because it's tough. All five of them are not going to make it. You know, that's the way it works. That's the odds, la probabilidad. So they're always looking for, you know, the one that's going to pop out over there and just stand out, resaltar, like Beyonce in Destiny's Child, Justin Timberlake in NSYNC, Robbie Williams in Take That. Well, she's the in the group Fifth Harmony. And, she's got a lot of songs out. Some of her most famous songs. I guess the one that everybody knows the most is Havana, ooh la la. I left my heart in East Atlanta. Havana, ooh la la. All right. And if you don't know who it is now, then you're never going to know. Last but not least, my amigo. She was born in 1982, and I just mentioned Justin Timberlake. Well, she's married to Justin Timberlake, but that's not what she does. That's not her job. What she does is she's an actress, producer, singer. I'm a huge fan of her as a producer. She not only acted in and starred in, protagonizó The Sinner, a great series if you haven't seen it, but she also produced it as well. So a very talented actress, singer. The only reason I said, because I hate to say, es el marido, I don't like that. But I said it to link it, para vincularlo, como acabo de decir. But that's not why she's famous. She's not famous because she married Justin Timberlake. She's famous because she's awesome at what she does. And I'm a big fan. So, and she's our birthday girl. So let's see if anybody got all three of these people. Let's see, the first person to get it. And he gave us a complete sentence. The birthday cake is for George Miller, Camila Cabello, or Cabello, this is the real way to pronounce it, and Jessica Biel. Excellent job, Jaster. Also, Anix got it as well. So a nice round of applause for all of you who got it. There's J.M. Hermosilla. Cecil says, I know the second one. Hey, that counts. Eso cuenta. All right, so our last person was Jessica Biel, and obviously, well, that was our Say What soundbite. This is Jessica Biel talking about preparing for a role, as you guys said. And they said, wow, you had to really get in shape. You had to get really strong for this role. And she says, well, yes, you do, but you spend months and months and months training with, you know, crazy martial arts instructors, instructores de artes marciales, locos. And you're on crazy diets. Now, remember, the preposition is to be on a diet. He oído alumnos say, I'm in diet, or I'm on diet. I'm on a diet, or I'm dieting. Pero es más común decir, I'm on a diet. So she says, you're on crazy diets. Pues plural, por eso no pone el a. And it is the hardest experience. Remember I told you no uses la palabra difficult? Ella no lo usa. She didn't say the most difficult. She said the hardest, the toughest experience. It really is because you're eating a lot of boring stuff. Estás comiendo cosas muy aburridas. So there it is, folks. It's Jessica Biel, our birthday girl. Let's hear her now that we know what she's saying.
Well, yes, you do, but you spend months and months and months training with, you know, crazy martial arts instructors, and you're on crazy diets, and it's the hardest experience. It really is, because you're eating a lot of boring stuff.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name a lyric only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name. Name a lyric only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name. It's name a lyric only on the show with no name.
That's right, amigos. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. And as always, guys, we have reached the end of today's program. We only have another 2 or 3 minutes left. So this is the point of the show where I always like to be grateful, to be thankful and appreciative of all the time and energy that you guys put into learning English with us every day. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for choosing to learn with us. Keep up the good work. Sigue con el buen trabajo. You're doing a wonderful job. All of you, you should be proud of yourselves. All right. And as always, we'll come back again tomorrow and do a whole nother show. Remember, if you're not following us on social media, do that. It's another way to make sure you're getting content constantly in your timeline. All right. So here we go. Let's see if you can figure out the name of today's Name That Lyric. Remember, if you want to participate, all you have to do is say, it's tal by tal. Son tres letras. You know what I mean? I don't want anybody to end up in the emergency room here or anything, okay? So try not to hurt yourselves, okay? Dicen que le gusta pasarlo bien. Ay, Dios mío. Ay, madre mía. How would we say that? Well, in English, we'd say, oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, boy. And so she says, my, oh, my. My, oh, my. Ay, Dios mío. Él cobra vida a la medianoche. He comes alive at midnight. Cada noche. Every night. Mi madre no se fía de él. My mama doesn't trust him. Ay, Dios mío. My, oh, my. Él solo viene a una cosa. He's only here for one thing. Pero yo también. Right? Un poco más mayor, a little bit older, una chupa de cuero, a black leather jacket, negra. Una mala reputación. A bad reputation. Insatiable habits. Hábitos insaciables. Let's see if anybody got it over here. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a winner. It is Jaster, and he gave us a full sentence. Jaster, are you okay? Do you need some aspirin or something? It is, oh my, oh, excuse me, My Oh My, right? My Oh My by Camila Cabello. Or cabello, me cuesta decirlo mal, ¿eh? Es como Antonio Banderas. Me cuesta decirlo así, sabiendo cómo se pronuncia. So, guys, I want your help. Sing it with me. Google My Oh My lyrics right now by Camila Cabello, our birthday girl. So thank you so much for being here, and we'll come back and do it again tomorrow with different things, different topics. We'll have some fun. Let's do it.
Say he likes a good time. Comes alive at midnight. My mama doesn't trust him. He's only here for one thing, but...
Thank you so much, everybody. Have a great day. Ciao.
A bad reputation, insatiable habits. He was on to me, one look and I couldn't breathe.
Aprovecha el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resuelve tu viejo problema con el inglés de manera definitiva. Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Remember to follow us on social media to get all the latest information on all our offers and special deals.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde.